On today's episode of Storytelling 2.0, I am talking about how you capture people's attention.
Welcome back to Storytelling 2.0, where we discuss the art of attention in an age of distraction. Listen in as Peter Lynch shares the secrets to build your brand, grow your influence, and become a master speaker, one story at a time.
So today on Storytelling 2.0, I am going to talk about the power of capturing people's attention. And I actually had a chance today to watch a Chris Farley documentary. If you get a chance, you should watch it. Obviously, he's one of the funniest people to ever be on Saturday Night Live. He was just an amazing physical comedian. But one of his college friends told this story, and it was so powerful to me. He told this story about a speech class that they were in while they were attending Marquette. And the premise of the speech they had to give was to teach people something. So basically, I'm going to teach you about fill in the blank. And as his friend told this story, what Chris did is he walked into that auditorium where the class was, and he had three beers. And the teacher looked at him like, what are you doing? And he proceeded to open one of the beers, start to drink it, and walked out of the classroom. And as he walked out of the classroom, they heard this crazy scream come from right outside the door from Chris. He then burst into the door, jumped on the table, chugged the beer, threw it against the wall, looked at the class, and said, "Today I'm teaching you how to capture someone's attention." I mean, think about being in that room. Think about being there. People probably didn't even realize he was starting the presentation. I had another friend tell me about a presentation they were at from a famous person on television. And what they did is they had kind of snuck into the auditorium and they were sitting in the crowd. And they turned the mic on and they started to give their presentation sitting in the crowd. And this was a huge crowd, thousands of people in the room. So everybody started to look around and they're like, where is this person? And 5 minutes in, they finally stood up and walked up on the stage. Man, think about that for a second. That will capture your attention. And then I'll never forget back in college. So I was actually going to a Christian university, and one of the classes I had to take was actually on how to give public speaking. And I was nervous. You know, it was one of my first times in a class with a public speaking professor having to speak. And this was, you know, it was a pretty conservative university. So most people were giving very formal presentations. And I was trying to think, how am I going to capture their attention? And so I remember I walked up there and I remember distinctly the professor, Professor Brady, was sitting in the back of the room and he had some coffee. And I remember looking back and seeing him and going, how am I going to capture his attention? And so I stood up in front of the whole class in this class that, again, generally is very professional and solemn in the way people present. And I stood up there and I started my presentation by saying, wow, this looks exactly like the dream I had last night. Only difference is everybody has clothes on today. And I remember the professor almost spit the coffee out of his mouth. Now, was it effective? I think so. I think I captured people's attention. You know, there's three real components to being a great storyteller that you have to know across a speech. Number one is, how do you capture people's attention? Number two is, how do you have great content that keeps people? And then number three is, at the end, how do you release people? But the capture component at the very beginning is one of the hardest things to master, because you don't want to just be crazy for the sake of being crazy. You don't want to do something kitschy just for the sake of doing something kitschy. You want to do something that actually is going to feed into the rest of the presentation. But all that to say, if you don't capture people's attention right out of the gate, you've lost the game before you even started. So my challenge to you today is, how can you try to focus on the capture? The first 10 seconds to 5 minutes, how can you focus on that component so that you have people listening, so that the stories you tell can actually have a huge impact? What's that thing that you're doing to capture? And if you focus on this and you think about, how do I get people to sit up and listen or even spit out their coffee, then your storytelling is going to be more effective on the back end.